Aaliyah Oyen has been competing in Gold Rush Days for 17 years. Haines resident Ashley Sage has been competing in logging competitions for 30 years. Together, they make up the seventh pair in the women's team hand bucking contest on Sunday morning.
Ashley Sage, Aaliyah Oyen.
Ready? Set, go!
This contest involves a two-man crosscut M-tooth saw, otherwise known as a racing saw. Most of these types come from a company in New Zealand. They cost over $1,000, and once you order one, it can take up to a year to get. People don't buy this saw for logging.
There are some people that are just diehard competitors in this, and you know, the best way to keep an edge on everybody is practice, practice, practice.
That's Jesse Hay. He's off to the side watching, waiting for his turn to compete later on. Hay owns three saws, but doesn't have an M-tooth race saw yet. He says it's in the budget.
Both me and the wife are competing, so it's an investment.
Hay has been helping out with Gold Rush Day since 1992 and started competing 10 years ago. His wife, Anya, has been competing for four. Together, they've racked up substantial prize money in the past, and they're hoping for the same this year.
You never know who's going to show up. Some years it's a little lean on competitors, and other years there's, a bunch of them. So it's a luck of the draw and a lot of skill and a little bit of preparation.
According to Gold Rush Commission member Jerry Harmon, this year's competition is stiff.
We have guys here that have compete on the national circuit. They're around. I see them here today. They come and go. They'll compete for a while. Prize money's pretty good this year, so they're probably over here trying to get some of that. And they will.
But Gold Rush Days isn't just about the money. It's a celebration of mining and logging and of the people who do this work.
We let people know that we have families. We drive cars. We fish. We cry. We laugh. We're just like anybody else. And it's our job to mine and log.
Back at the women's team hand bucking contest, Oyen and Sage cut through a 13-inch log in 23 seconds. They get first place. Their secret?
Experience and just go like heck.
That's Oyen. Sage says it's about getting the right rhythm.
Back and forth, and faster, 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 and hopefully it's over real soon.
As first place winners in this event, Oyen and Sage will share a prize of $150. And that's just from one contest. There are six more logging events in the day, and Oyen is competing in all of them. If Gold Rush Days doesn't fulfill everyone's thirst for winning, there's always next month's logging competition in Haines. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.